Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we've begun a discussion of bringing glory to God through the fruit of our lips. You can glorify God with the fruit of your lips. And the key verse we're focusing on is Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name continually. This verse says, well, let me back up just a bit. I don't want to review too much because we won't get as far as we need to go. We all know we're supposed to thank God and praise God, but most of us think of doing it just in a church worship service or when we get a prayer answered or when we're feeling good. But praise is much bigger than that. Praise is actually not an emotional response to God, and praise in its most basic form really doesn't have anything to do with music. Praise to God is acknowledging him by talking about who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. Praise is the appropriate response to God. It's always appropriate to praise the Lord, no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how we feel, no matter how things look. And we're going to take a few weeks to examine this. Praise is a tremendous source of strength and power. If you can learn to praise God continually, it'll glorify God, and it'll open the door to his help in the way that really nothing else does. So let's add to what we've already said. Praise to God, according to this, our key verse in Hebrews, praise to God is continually giving thanks to his name. Now, we made the point yesterday, that doesn't mean walking around going, thank you, God, 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 thank you, God. Now, if that's the appropriate thing for you to be doing in your situation, absolutely do it. But the word there actually means to say the same thing as. It literally means to acknowledge God by talking about who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. And when it says, give thanks to his name, name there, God's names are revelations of his character. Jesus is called Savior because he saves us from our sins. When we give thanks to his name, we talk about who God is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. I don't mean run up to people in the store and tell them about Jesus. By all means, do that if you feel led of God to do it. So I'm not talking about something you do in front of people. I'm talking about something between you and God, no matter what's going on in your life. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself. Yesterday, we left off talking about this sacrifice of praise. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Praise to God is something we're supposed to do continually, okay? But we said this sacrifice of praise, the people to whom this letter was first written were Jewish people who had become believers in Jesus as the Messiah. So they had grown up with the law of Moses and the system of sacrifices proscribed in the law of Moses. And one of the offerings was a thank offering. You can read about it in the book of Leviticus, chapter 7, chapter 22. You took a thank offering to the temple, to the Lord, when things were going well, to help you remember God, that your blessings come from God. But you also took a thank offering to God in the temple when things were going bad, to help you remember, to help you stay focused on his presence with you and his help directed toward you no matter what comes your way. So to them, thanking God meant good times and bad times. Remembering his help and his character in the good times and the bad times. That way you can do it continually in the good times and the bad times. Now, this can actually be a sacrifice By that, I mean an effort. Sacrifice can mean a lamb you take to the temple to get slaughtered to cover your sins. But we don't do that anymore because the final sacrifice has been made, Jesus. You and I think of sacrifice as, oh, this is a sacrifice. I really don't have the time to stop by the Quick Trip and buy you something, buy you a pack of gum, but I'll sacrifice the time because I owe you one. We think of sacrifice like that. And you can actually interpret this verse that way because it can be a sacrifice to praise God continually, to continually acknowledge who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will doing. It can be a sacrifice because it takes effort when we don't feel like it and we can't see any reason to do so. See, we think of thanking people when we see the result of their good. We think of praising God when we get an answer to prayer. But you got to get it in your mind that you thank and praise him continually. And I'm going to explain this more as we go on. There's a whole lot to talk about. It's always appropriate to praise and acknowledge God for who he is and for what he has done, is doing, and will do, even if all hell has broken loose in your life. Even if you're facing the greatest challenge you've ever faced, it's still appropriate for you to praise the Lord. It's your obligation to him as his creation and as his son or daughter through faith in Christ. It's always appropriate to praise the Lord for who he is and for what he has done, is doing, and will do. And you're bearing fruit when you do that, and God is glorified. You know, maybe you can relate to this. Everything's going wrong in your life, and it's a mess, and you think, I'm not a testimony to anybody. But the Bible says you glorify God when you praise him. You bear fruit when you praise him. You can bear fruit even in the worst mess by acknowledging God, by talking about who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. Now, Psalm 50, verse 23 says, whoso offers praise glorifies me. The Revised Standard Version says, he who brings thank offerings as his sacrifice honors me. Now listen to the second part of the verse. Whoso offers praise glorifies me. When you thank and praise God, you glorify him. But listen to the second part of the verse. I'm going to read this out of the New International Version. It says, he who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. When you praise God, you prepare the way for him to show you his salvation in your situation. See, not only is God glorified when we praise him, when we talk about who he is and what he has done, there is power in praise. There's power in praise. Praise prepares the way or opens the door to God's power in our situation. See, God works in our lives by his grace through our faith. And praise is actually the language of faith. We'll talk more about that as we move through this series. But praise is the language of faith. Many of us have been misinformed. We've been told that the language of faith means don't admit there's a problem. Well, there's nothing like that in the Bible. Praise is the language of faith, talking about who God is and what he has done, is doing, and will do, even when all hell has broken loose in your life. That's the language of faith. When you acknowledge God by testifying or talking about who he is and what he has done and is doing, you are in agreement with him. You're saying what he says. Faith is agreement with God. See, remember we said giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks there in the Greek means to say the same thing as. When you're talking about how big he is and how good he is and how he helped you in the past and he's going to help you now, he's helping you now and you'll see it in the future, you're saying what he says. And you're in agreement with him. Well, that's faith. Now, in Psalm 8, verse 2, David wrote this. It says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. David said, there is a strength that can stop the enemy and still the avenger. And this strength is such that babies and unweaned infants can express it. I'd like to know what that strength is, wouldn't you? Well, I've got good news. Jesus told us. In Matthew chapter 21, he went into the temple one day, turned over the tables of the money changers and cast them out of the temple. And then some blind and lame people came to him and he healed them. Now listen to this, verse 15. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did and the children crying in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased and they said unto him, Hearest thou what they say? And Jesus saith unto them, Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings? He quotes that psalm I just read you from David. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. He changed the word strength to praise. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. He identified the strength that stops the enemy and stills the avenger as praise to God. Jesus made this statement in response to criticism from religious leaders about children crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna means save, Lord. O Lord, save. And it was an exclamation of adoration and praise. Through their words, they were proclaiming who Jesus is. Everybody knew what they were doing. That's why the Pharisees were upset. They were proclaiming Jesus is the Messiah or the Son of David. They were proclaiming who he is. He's the Messiah. And they were doing it in response to what he had just done. He had healed lame and blind people. See, praise acknowledges who God is and what he has done. They were praising God. And according to the Bible, praise is a strength that stills the enemy and stops the avenger. Whoso offers praise glorifies me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him my salvation. Now, we're almost at the end, but let me make one point and we'll close for today. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says that the things that were written in the Old Testament were written so we can learn some things. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we find a spectacular example of praise to God in action. King Jehoshaphat and his people were attacked by a much greater force, which they were able to defeat by the power of God. But it specifically tells us they defeated their enemy with praise. We're going to pick it up here tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.